Welcome to Pesachim, Perek He, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. The Torah teaches us that it is prohibited for a person to slaughter, or any of the other parts of the actual service of the Karban Pesach, of the Paschal Lamb, while they still have chametz, while they still have leaven products in their property. So says the Mishnah, Hashrechad es ha-Pesach ala chametz. If a person at the time that his Paschal offering was slaughtered, he still has chametz, he still has leaven products in his property, or not just him, any one person in the entire chabur, in the entire group of people, over belosa, say he violates this negative commandment of losishchat al chametz damziv, not to slaughter the sacrifice of the Karban Pesach, or we'll see other sacrifices while one possesses chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, afal tamid, that even on the tamid, the daily offering that was brought right before the Karban Pesach, the daily offering, the communal daily offering, and the guy that slaughtered it, or the fellow that was sacrificed, that Kohen had chametz in his property, he violates this negative commandment of lo sishchar al chametz dam zivchi. Reb Shimon says, ha-pesach ba'arba asar. If somebody slaughtered the Karban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb on the 14th of Nisan l'shmo, he did it for the right, with the intention of slaughtering the Paschal Lamb, and he has chametz in his property, chayev, then he violates the prohibition. Vishalolishmo, but if let's say he slaughtered it, like we saw a few Mishnayos ago, he slaughtered it not l'shem Pesach. He had a different karban, a different sacrifice in mind, which invalidates the sacrifice pater. Then he doesn't violate this prohibition of slaughtering the Karban Pesach while he has chametz in his property, because then that sacrifice is not a valid sacrifice. Ushar kol hazavachim, and all other sacrifices. If somebody slaughtered any other sacrifice on Erev Pesach while he had chametz leaven product in his property, bein lishman, whether he slaughtered them with the right intention, or bein shalo lishman, or even if he did not have the right intention, but since the sacrifice is still valid, the law is patur. He is not going to be liable, because the only thing that he could violate is by slaughtering the Paschal sacrifice, because that's the time for the Paschal sacrifice. About Moed, however, once the time for the Paschal sacrifice has already passed, and once slaughtered their Karban Pesach, which they shouldn't have, and they still have chametz leaven in their property, lishmo, if they slaughtered it with the intent that they're slaughtering a Paschal sacrifice, which really it doesn't even apply because you can't bring it anymore, butter, then they don't violate the negative commandment of not slaughtering the Karban Pesach while they have chametz in their property, because the animal, the actual sacrifice, is invalid. Shelo lishmo, but if let's say they slaughtered the Karban Pesach not for the intent of Pesach, rather for a shlamim, let's say a peace offering, chayav, then they're going to violate the negative commandment of not slaughtering while one has chametz in their property, because if so, the Karban would be kosher, would be valid. And the law, because the law is that if a person brings a Karban Pesach not at its appropriate time, it turns into a shlamim, into a peace offering. And therefore he violates the prohibition. And similarly, ushar kol hazvachim, all other sacrifices that were offered on the Passover holiday, on the Pesach holiday, bein l'shman, bein shelo l'shman, whether a person did it with the right intent for that particular sacrifice or another sacrifice, chayav, they're going to be liable, because the law is that all of the sacrifices that are slaughtered with the intent of a different sacrifice, they are still kosher. They still remain fit, they're still valid. So therefore the law is that one violates the prohibition of slaughtering the karban while they have chametz in their property. There's one exception, says the Mishnah, chutz min achatas. If a guy brings a sin offering, we know that the law is that if a person violates a negative commandment, which would be punishable by death, for example, but they did it by mistake, then they have to bring a sin offering, a karban chatos. Now, if a person slaughters a karban chatos and they think about a different sacrifice, they don't do it for that sacrifice itself, it invalidates the sacrifice. It's different than all of the sacrifices. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that if one slaughters on the intermediary days, for example, a karban chatos, a sin offering, and they've had in mind that they actually were doing a different type of sacrifice, then the law is that that sacrifice is not valid. If it's not valid, they don't violate the prohibition of not slaughtering a karban, a sacrifice, while one has chametz in their property. Wishing you an amazing, successful pre-Pesach week.